T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's my favorite part of the week. Oh, it's Friday, but not just Friday. It's Fido Friday. And with us from Animal Protectors in New Kensington, Phyllis Frammel is with us. Good morning, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Well, we are fine. We were looking at pictures of Augie and Susie, older pups, Augie being 12 and Susie being 8. They're sweet little dachshunds, though.
Yes, they are. And kind of a sad, this always makes me so sad. They've been in a loving home their whole lives. Their owner died and nobody in the family could take them.
Oh, that is unfortunately one of those things that do happen. And so you were there to rescue them.
Yes, they came to us and we've been providing, you know, as much love and companionship as we can, but they really need a home. And since they're older, we'd prefer... Well, first of all, that they go together. They're very bonded.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's good. Yeah.
And also probably a home without small children. They probably need a quieter home at this point in their lives.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the descriptions about Augie is that he's just kind of an old grouchy man.
They deserve a little getaway home. I mean, look at that face. Look at that face right there.
Look at those ears. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Too cute. So they like to go on like a walk or two a day too, right?
Yeah, they're not real high energy dogs. And especially Augie, since he's older, you know, he's probably, Susie is just a love bug. She just wants to be petted and held and, you know, interact with her people. So,
so you vet the families, people who are coming to you and say, okay, you make the final decision on this would be a good place for, say, Augie and Susie to go to. If you get to that point, right?
Oh, yeah. We have quite a rigorous adoption process. People fill out forms. They tell us about their living situation, how many people are in the homes, what other animals. Yeah. And we request that everybody in the home come to meet the animals. And then we have actually meet and greets. If they have other animals, that they bring their other animals down to meet the prospective.
Hello.
We have a cat joining the broadcast today.
Another large cat.
Mr. Kitty, he came from the shelter.
Thank you. There's the Zoom butt cam. Thank you very much.
I think this has by far been my favorite Zoom.
you have 24 animals at the Animal Protectors in New Kensington, 8 cats, one of them there, and 16 dogs. Is that correct?
Right now, yes. But yes. When the virus hit, we tried to get as many animals as we could out of the shelter. So we actually have 95 in foster homes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How is the pandemic affecting you these last 3 months? Everything's changed. Yeah.
Well, we had to cancel 3 fundraisers so far this year.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out how to do some virtual things.
Sure.
We had to severely limit how we operate because we wanted to protect our staff.
Sure.
So we couldn't allow people to come into the shelter. Like normally we have, you know, volunteers that come in and do things in the shelter. We have volunteer dog walkers that help walk the dogs, people that come and cuddle cats. And we had to shut all that down because we were trying to protect our staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thank goodness we've been very lucky. Nobody's been sick.
Well, thank goodness for that.
So for us, it worked, but, you know, the lack of funding is, we're waiting to see what kind of impact. We've done some, we'd sent out an appeal letter in the spring, and people have been very generous. And so far, we're holding our own. But, you know, if this goes on much longer, I'm not quite sure what'll happen.
Sure. Well, you know, we always talk about people contacting like Animal Protectors in New Kensington to find out about adoptions. But are people welcome to also send a donation if they want to keep you guys going during this crazy time?
Oh, always.
Okay.
We get no funding from the city, state, or county. Everything we raise ourselves.
Oh, boy.
So, yes, we're always in need of funding. And like canceling the bigger fundraisers really hit us hard.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. That's always a big event. How do people contact you? Phone numbers? Is that my computer? I'm sorry. Phone numbers and email addresses?
We animalprotectors.net.
Okay.
That's very easy. And then the phone number, which I should know off by heart, but I don't.
That's okay.
Is
724-339-7388. Okay.
And I will also have you all tagged on our social media, Y108 Pittsburgh, as well, if you want to jump over there.
Okay. And all of our animals, before they're adopted, are up to date on their vaccines. They're spayed, neutered, and they're microchipped.
That is thorough.
That's very nice.
That's good stuff. Phyllis, thank you for your time. Thank you for these wonderful animals and the care and the love that you bring to them and the families that adopt them eventually. Phyllis Frammel, Animal Protectors in New Kensington, animalprotectors.net or 724-339-7388. And Kristen, you probably already have it posted at y108.com.
Oh, I do.
Phyllis, thank you. Have a good morning.
It was good seeing y'all.
Good seeing you too. Thank you. There's our Fido Friday for you this morning on Y108. Coming up next, we will be going live at 7:55 with our friend Frank Vieira.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.